This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Coverage of our Falcons training camp continues live from Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
WZGC Atlanta and WZGC HD1.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
An Odyssey Sports Station. It's time for the Falcons report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Happy Monday, everybody. We are back at training camp tomorrow. First day of full pads and morning shift. Steakhouse, Andy and Randy will be there as well. Then we're doing the show from Hooters. Mall of Georgia come through and join us. And Mike mentioned it. Leonard Floyd is going to join us tomorrow on the show. So make sure you get a chance to hear what he has to say. Mike, you cannot fake toughness. Toughness is created. And if you have tough guys and you've drafted tough guys, then all of a sudden the locker room and the culture of your team becomes tough. Now, I don't know if that's what's going to happen with this Falcons team, but Mike, a bunch of skirmishes, some dust-ups yesterday and over the weekend. And if you made it out there to camp, big shout-out to all the fans out there. Look, it looked great. If you were watching, and I said this to Mike earlier, on NFL Network, and you're just going around these different teams, and they're like, let's go to Atlanta. And it's like, right. Whoa. Look at that.
It looked great on TV. I saw some of the Steve Weiss's stuff on Saturday. Heard the broadcast. We played the interview with Chris Lindstrom with Dylon and Mike Johnson. And it's just great. I mean, this is what you want. And it was missing last year. I mean, the players feed off that energy. Crowds have been amazing. Falcon fans have been, you know, they want to see Michael Penix Jr. They want to see the new look defense. It just feels like, I mean, the expectations are through the roof. Maybe not for the rest of the country. Certainly not Vegas with an over-under of 7.5 wins. But I think this town is jazzed for this team.
I agree. And when we talk about multiple scuffles, look, nobody got hurt. But James Pierce was in the middle of a couple of these incidents, Mike. And, mm-hmm. and the intensity, we heard from Jeff Ulbrich, our defensive coordinator. He said, look, things were intense, and that's what you want. You just don't want to cross the line.
It's like, knock it off. Keep it going. No, you better stop that. A little bit more. They want that energy and intensity. Just want to see you guys get hurt. But, yeah, man, we've seen other teams. This happens at every camp. It'll probably happen again next week until 2 weeks from now. The Titans will be here for a joint practice.
And it's probably going to happen then. But you don't want to take away from the work, and I mean this. Like, there is work to be done. You're still preparing. You need the reps. But here's what I get from this. We're not going to take any blank from anybody. Like, offensive linemen, they're not going to let Pierce push them around. Pierce is not going to let the O-line push them around. And then as you come together as a team, we're not going to let other teams push us around.
Right.
That is what this is about, and I love it. I think we got some tough guys on this team, Mike. We're going to talk to one tomorrow. Leonard Floyd's a tough dude. I think, we don't know yet, but I think, Mike, just the nature of how he is and James Pierce, he's a quiet guy. Be careful. I think he's a tough guy.
Still waters run deep. Yeah, and we already talked about Jalen Walker, but that's why, as we've touched on, you know, the perception of him now getting to see him with our own eyes and talk to the dude, I mean, he's got, because if he plays to the potential of what Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris, when they went through that extended interview process and they were vetting him, talking to the family, going through his history before Tennessee, this guy's got that edge and that attitude. This guy might be one of the, like, again, time will tell. But we're loving everything we're seeing about this guy.
Yeah, I love the trends and how he's playing. Meanwhile, Kirk Cousins spoke, Mike, and he was asked about Drake London because we're seeing a bunch of wide receivers get extensions around the league. Now, Drake has said, I'm not worried about that. I'm here to play. We'll let you hear what Terry Fontenot had to say. But Cousins was talking about Drake and his skill set.
You know, I remember watching his tape from 23 and just trying to see, you know, what he did well, and then being able to see it on the practice field and then in the games. I think there's some things he does that are as good as anybody in the league. And so he's a lot of fun to play with, and I love the emotion and passion he brings to playing his position and doing his job. And, you know, he's a complete player in the sense that, in the run game, we don't have to hide him. You know, we use him to block people, many times people who are bigger than him. And he throws his hat in there and doesn't back down. And that's the competitor he is. And, I think he's going to continue to take steps forward again this year.
Let's hope so. That's Kirk Cousins, guys. Speaking of wide receivers, Cortland Sutton from the Broncos got a 4-year, $92 million extension. And we only bring that up simply to say we're seeing guys who, again, fourth year going to fifth year, in many cases, getting deals.
And we may, for all we know, in line with what you saw what Wilson got up in New York, they might be working on this.
They might be, yes.
And we may be up at camp this week, and the news will break, because Drake hasn't said, there's not a peep from Drake, no distractions. We don't have that. We don't have those kind of guys on this wide receiver room.
We really don't. Meanwhile, Cousins also was asked about Jesse Bates. We spent a lot of time talking about Bates. We love him just from all aspects, guys. The person he is, but the player he is as well. And when he talked about Drake, he put him in elite company. What about Jesse Bates?
He's just a really good football player. I haven't seen anybody in my career on the defensive side of the ball in the secondary that's a better football player than him. Just incredibly bright. Tremendous person, great movement skills, anticipates, sees things. You know, sometimes you'll talk to a defensive guy and he'll want to talk football and you feel like you're speaking separate languages because he doesn't really understand. He thinks he does, but he really doesn't. When I speak to Jesse, it's like, oh, like you really not only get it, but now I'm going to learn something from you. It's impressive. I haven't met many like him.
And that's fair. I think, there's not a Falcon fan that has watched over the last few years that has said, boy, that's money well spent.
Right.
I mean, at the time, we made him the highest paid safety in the league, but that's the price of doing business. And I think it is one of the best moves we've seen in franchise history. While we're talking about Kirk Cousins, because I know what you're thinking, why are we talking about Kirk Cousins? Because, guys, there's been no uproar. There's been no drama, and there won't be. As a matter of fact, Terry Fontenot was asked about Cousins, and listen to what he said about how he's handled things, because everybody thought, oh, he's going to be disruptive. He's not.
Nope. It's Kirk's been the ultimate professional, and I know that's I think Raheem said this, outside, it's a lot more of a deal than it is in the building. He shows up, he does his job, just like anybody else. Our job is to do the best for this football team. Our job is to be experts on the other 31 teams and to be an expert on our team and make sure we can build the right 70-man roster, meaning 53 on the active, 16 on the practice squad, and your international player. We got to build the best 70-man roster so we can go win games. That's what we're focused on. And Kirk, just like all the other players, they're focused on coming here and doing their job. That's what he's been doing. So that's where we're focused. And in terms of making moves, whether it's trades or whether it's acquiring players, we're always looking at those factors. We're going to do whatever we can do to make this team as best as it can possibly be. But he's been a great professional. He's handled himself well.
Okay. And again, we said it. Okay, was this going to be an issue? We talked to lots of former players, some active players, and some guys said, yes, maybe somebody in the locker room, maybe not. But no, not a problem. And now the question is, where is Kirk Cousins going to play football this year? Matthew Stafford is going to take some more time off from Rams camp. We heard Sean McVay on record today saying they're very happy with Garoppolo. So that's a team that, I mean, Garoppolo did start a Super Bowl. So you take him at his word if Matthew Stafford continues to miss time. But that's the kind of situation you're looking for somewhere else in the NFL to move Kirk Cousins off the roster.
And a good team. That's the other part.
Because he can say no.
Yes, because if it's a team where he feels like, hey, they got a real shot, that's another situation. Right. But they expect Matthew Stafford to be ready for week one, but it's just something that we'll continue to watch. Because, again, a couple of years ago, this was an issue. Remember, he was injured last year, came back, and the Rams were really good and took off. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, I do have an issue that I have to talk about that happened over the weekend with the Falcons. On the way, Grant McCauley, and what did the Braves do today to improve this team? It's on the way.
They added some people.
It's on the way. Stay right there. We're going to tell you about it. One last thing from Terry Fontenot. The Drake London contract talks. You said it. They might be working on it.
Could be working on it right now. We don't know.
Fontenot was asked, what's the deal with London? Are you guys working on this?
Yeah, Mark, we won't get into it. We won't talk specifically about the contract, but I understand the question why you ask it. And we do love Drake. And it's all positive with him. And we always talk about, it's not just about the production, but it's the mentality and the type of person Drake is and the way he carries himself, the way he works, everything that we preach that we want to be, he's about those things. No different than the way we talk about Chris Lindstrom as a guard. We know the skills he has as a guard, but the way he carries himself, the consistent worker, the mentality, he's one of those guys that whenever, if we're not winning or he's not successful or we're not successful as a team, it bothers him.
You know, we were talking about this earlier in the show. We mentioned Garrett Wilson got his contract. Terry McLaurin, right now with the Commanders, he wants a salary that's basically a dollar more than what DK Metcalf got. Remember, that was a deal with the Steelers, signing trade. But $33 million average. And this gets back to, you know, where is Drake London in that pecking order? We know there's Justin Jefferson. We've talked about, you know, where the elites are. He is, you know, top five. And so, to me, it's really not that complicated. It would be anywhere between $31 and $33 million.
Yeah. He isn't Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson.
Those are the two gold standard dudes, right.
I don't even think he's CeeDee Lamb. But if you start talking about the other guys in this mix that you just mentioned, I'm with you 200%.
But, you know, the thing is, even though guys might not necessarily be, and we know what Drake is, and maybe this year with the vertical passing game and the average per, you know, throw that we see for Michael Penix Jr., that this year he takes it even further than last year. But I just think that's why Julio got in his bag years ago. Some guys that haven't been there all of a sudden reset the market.
They do.
But we know that Drake's worth that coin.
Yeah, I agree. Well, guys like A.J. Brown, right? If he jumps in front of A.J. Brown or Amara Ross St. Brown with the Lions or these guys, Brandon Ayuk, who's making $30 million, all of a sudden now it's like, whoa, what happened? But you're absolutely right. That's how this shakes out. All right, I do have an issue coming up. As we mentioned, Grant's going to join us. We'll talk what's going on with the Braves. They're taking on the Royals. Mike, Sunday, Younghoe Koo went 4-for-5. He missed a field goal, 47-yarder. Now, you're going to say, wait a minute, Dukes. We're talking about practice. Lenny Krieg went 5-for-5, Mike, and hit a 55-yarder in practice yesterday. Here's where I'm at. Koo, I'm watching you. Every single kick I'm paying attention to because you cost us games last year, okay? And I know we're talking about practice. But I'm watching you, Koo, because I need you to make every field goal to give me confidence. You miss a 47-yarder yesterday. You go 4-for-5. Oh, it was a good day. Until I saw what Lenny did, and he went 5-for-5 and hit a 55-yarder. It's not good enough. Koo, I'm watching you.
So basically, to take a page out of Sting's book, every kick you take, every field goal you don't make, Dukes is watching
you. I'm watching him.
Hey, by the way, Lenny Krieg, we talked about him coming from Germany. Got a legitimate shot to make the money. And again, Koo, you'd save some money if you did move on. He is the fourth highest paid kicker in the league. It's a results-driven business. And last year, he cost you games. You heard the conversation that Younghoe Koo had with our own Abe.
I'm not an aficionado, but like for radio people, I'm an aficionado.
And the aficionado was asking him how he's dealing with the pressure this battle. I'm not an one more time. Abe, by the way, real quick, before he hits the button. Abe tried to explain this to us today before the show.
He did.
And it still makes no sense.
I'm not an aficionado, but like for radio people, I'm an aficionado.
Now, he claims he was having this conversation with Younghoe Koo before they started talking. And I said, hey, that's good. But let me tell you a secret. You have to tell us that.
Yes.
Hey, earlier, before we actually started this interview, I was talking to you about the kicking game. He didn't say that. He just came out of the blue. You know, I'm not an official.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Well, I'm sort of
not an aficionado, but like for radio people, I'm an aficionado.
It's the funniest thing. He's got to make every kick. And I'm being serious.
No, I mean, look, you got all these pressure opportunities. We've seen it in how kickers have to deal with this. These are pressure. And when your job is on the line, you can't be missing kicks when a guy who's going to be cheaper than you, who's got a bigger leg than you, is here to try out.
He's got a big leg.
And Lenny Craig, he can bomb it.
He's got a big leg.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.